Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yeah, hi. I was just inquiring about your business loans.
Okay, well, give me one moment here.
Okay.
Did you have that 16-digit reservation code?
I do.
Perfect. I'm ready when you are.
2212-3501-0004-4038.
All right, is this Neil McGee with Neil McGee Homes Incorporated? Perfect.
That's correct.
All righty, give me a second here, bringing up the file. Is this the company phone you're dialing off of? Is this a mobile phone?
No, it's my cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. Let me just confirm some information we have on file real quick, Neil. We'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have billing address down at P.O. Box 7505, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083.
That's correct.
Great, and I have the company phone as 405-216-0098.
That's correct.
Cool, and see how you guys are incorporated, S-Corp or C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, and how long have you been in business there?
Since 1998.
About 18 years, right?
Okay.
If you can tell me what you're looking to do there for the business, we can see which program is going to be best for you there.
Okay. I'd just cash injection. I've got a bunch of developments out right now that I put a bunch of my cash into, and they're getting close, but I'm probably 3 to 6 months out to get a lot of my money back.
Okay.
I'm actually hiring some employees. I'm going to buy a couple of new trucks. Anyway, just some operating capital till some of my developments. And I've got a couple of houses that I've got quite a bit of cash in, a couple of I've got a commercial building that closes at the end of the month that we custom built for the Oklahoma Wheat Commission here. But the loan on it, the construction loan, was not as much as it should have been.
Gotcha.
And anyway, I'm building a building for a doctor that I'm actually going to own and lease back, but I've got quite a bit of cash in it. So I really just want to shore up my cash where I can get, you know, pay everything and have no stress until this money starts coming back in.
Got you. So you're getting slow paid there. What figure did you have in mind there for bringing on?
Oh, I'd love as much as I can get, probably. You know, you guys said 250. I could probably work around 200 would be nice to give me plenty of cash till I get my money back.
Absolutely.
I've got a retail shopping center I'm building, and the retaining wall behind it ran about $150,000 more than it should have because of the soil conditions and the integrity of the wall. We ended up putting more money into it than we originally intended.
So do you guys build homes from ground up? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Homes, commercial projects. I'm doing some developments. I've got a commercial office park and it came with it was an old golf course area. We bought 10 acres and had 9,600 square foot of the old clubhouse and event center that had been stripped and vandalized, and so we completely remodeled it, got tenants in it, and so I haven't been paid on that project yet. That's part of the partnership. Once we start selling the lots, I get paid my management fee for that. So,
okay.
In the meantime, I've done all that out of my pocket. So I just have a whole lot of money out there, but I'm probably 3 to 6 months from getting some of it back.
And understand.
I just don't like stressing out over money.
No, I totally understand. Let me see if, you know, make sure you'd be able to qualify for the $200,000 there. What were the sales like for the business last year, top line revenue for you?
I think our gross revenue was probably, probably 8 to 10 million, somewhere in that range. I'd have to pull up my finance. I don't have my that financial page with me, but
no problem.
We've got a really good account that we prepare really accurate financial statements. So she's got
okay.
My gross revenues. I could pull up that financial statement and tell you.
No, you know what? That's enough to qualify you for the $200,000. I mean, even if you are on the closer to the $8 million, I don't see the $200,000 being an issue. Let me ask you a few questions here. Are you 100% owner there of the corporation?
My wife and I are.
Okay, so you guys 50-50?
I'm president, and she's vice president.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. All right, and how is the personal credit there?
My credit score is right around 750.
Okay, so good. And how's the wife's credit?
Yeah, that just varies, you know. I mean, but typically it's right around 745 to 760, just depending on how many inquiries I get. You know, once I borrow a lot of money, that's my living. So once they need to fix that deal where every time my banks redo my credit line, they do a credit report, right? And then they ding you on your credit report for the banks checking your credit. So
yeah, I hear you.
They need to quit punishing you for credit inquiries.
Yeah, I
continuous line, you know, if I've had a line with one of my banks for 10 years and the fact that they're rechecking my credit, which I guess is required by the FDIC, they shouldn't ding my credit report for that.
Yeah, they should do us more. They should do a soft pull, you know, and not affect your score. But how's the wife's credit?
Seven higher than mine.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, and just to kind of touch on that, really just a question we have to ask. This would be a business loan that you'd be applying for. Not going to show up on your personal credit report, strictly under the business there. So my other question would be, current. You mentioned some borrowing history there. Do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
No working capital loans, no.
Okay.
Everything is project related.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, based on the information you're giving me here, I definitely think we have a program. I definitely think the $200,000 is something that we can do.
Let's discuss terms a little bit. Tell me how that works.
Okay, so this is
working capital loan. So
yeah, you've never had one before? Is that what you said?
No, I have not.
Okay, so yeah, it's
I've never been this divested in as many projects as I've gotten into. So I've always, you know, pretty much had my cash flow enough to keep me rocking and rolling comfortably. But now with as many projects as I have going, my projects out of my pocket, it's the first time I've ever really felt like, hey, just get some cash and you know, don't stress right now, and then pay it back when these other deals
absolutely absolutely. So. And yeah, just to tell you a little bit about our programs, you're looking at a term first time around. It's anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Unsecured, you know, you're not leveraging any of those buildings you're putting up there,
right.
or any personal assets for that matter. So it is unsecured capital. Usually first time around, you can expect, I would say your company, I would be thinking maybe like a 2-year term for you. And you know, how, what kind of term are you comfortable with? Like, what are you looking for in regards to terms?
Well, I don't mind making a little bit of a monthly payment for like the first 6 months. And then we could probably pay that thing back. You know, I think we'd have it paid back within a year.
Okay. So, yeah, so we
just like I said, I've got these projects are, you know, we're probably 3 to 6 months out on most of them, and I'll start getting some cash back. And obviously I don't want to owe anything I don't have to owe, so I'd rather pay. I don't want to put money in the bank and then owe somebody and be paying, you know, a percentage that I don't need to be paying.
Absolutely.
You don't get any money in the bank around here, so.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's you know, what we would do upon getting you approved is present you with different options. Say, hey, if you want to go 18 months, this is what you're looking at. 12 months,
okay.
This is what you're looking at. And also our you know, the majority of our programs have very aggressive prepayment discounts. So that sounds like something that you know, a business like yours that's, you know, looking to pay this off maybe early would benefit from. So yeah, so you're looking at that's kind of like the ballpark term length you can expect there. And you know, as far as pricing, you know, we look at a few different factors here. We're looking at credit, we're looking at time in business, revenue is very important. You could be paying as low as 10 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost, you know, not your typical interest rate. So you'd have a payment that stays the same. And that's
and
what you can expect.
And then 10% if I paid it off substantially early. Are we looking at, you know, what, a couple of points, maybe three points discount?
We have a couple different programs. Most of what I see come through here, and 10 cents would be on the low end. It does go up, you know, depending on what the credit analysts are looking at there, you know, how leveraged you are. It goes up to, you know, 25, 30 cents on the high end. Based on what you're telling me, I don't think we'd be in that ballpark. But to touch on your...
That wouldn't be anything I'd be interested in.
Yeah.
I've got $350,000, $400,000 worth of equity in my house. If I needed to, I could go do that. It's just, that's, you know, it takes more time around here to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a lengthy process. And like I said, based on, you know, what you're telling me, I think that you're going to get in one of our A programs, because when it comes to time in business, both owners, yourself and your wife's credit and your cash flow, you're going to be looking at a cheaper rate there, you know, based on what you provided me. So to touch on your question about prepayment discounts, most of the loans that I've been doing here either have a 5% discount on remaining payments, principal including interest, a lot of our programs have 25% off remaining interest only. So 25% off remaining interest, or 5 to 6% off total remaining balance, is something that's been a lot of the loans that I've been funding.
Well, that
have those
more like ballpark I'm looking for then.
Yeah. So we have, and I'll make note of that, upon getting this submitted. You know, that's something that you're looking for. You know, your business, you're going to be bringing in a lot of revenue in the next 3 to 6 months. You just kind of need something to hold you over. So I will be trying to get you in a program that's going to have that aggressive prepayment discount, in place.
Okay.
So,
And will you send something to my email?
Yeah, absolutely. What happened to your file here? Neil, what's the best email for you?
Yeah, send it to my personal email. It's McGee, McGee. 532@AOL.com.
Okay. I just have McGee532@AOL.com.
That's it.
Okay, great. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a one-page application. I'm going to request 6 months business bank statements, December through May. And then I'm going to also request just the first page from your 1120S there. Did you finish up taxes for 2015?
No, we haven't done taxes yet.
I mean, yeah, no problem.
Until October, so we typically stretch them out. Now,
how about 2014?
Oh, yeah, 2014's done.
Okay.
She's got my financials done for 2015, which already have our estimated tax liability. So, but
yeah, so
I 14 and 15, my lake house that I own got flooded. So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, no insurance because the area I was at, they don't cooperate with FEMA. So it got destroyed, and I'm battling with the Army Corps of Engineers to rebuild it. But in the meantime, that allows me, I'm taking like $650,000 worth of write-off against that loss until we've decided we're going to be able to rebuild or what. So that's what the accountant determined. The house is worth about $1 million, so by the time we backed out the land and stuff, so.
Got you.
We'll take the write-off now, and then I'll rebuild it, and then when I sell it, we'll have to pay the improvements again, so.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Where is that? Where's your lake house at?
Lake Texoma. It's on right between the state of Oklahoma and the state of Texas. It's
okay.
A very large lake, and last spring it went, the water went 646.5 feet over sea level, and the normal elevation is 618. So it went up
27, 28 feet.
Yeah, it was actually at 608 when the flooding started. It was about 10 feet lower than it should have been, 9 to 10 feet lower, and then it went straight up to 45, went back down, came back, flooded again a couple of later, and went to 646.5. So, and that one just destroyed the lake house. The first one we would repair it, but the second one knocked out windows, doors, brick. We got the tail end of
That's no good. That's frustrating. I can't imagine.
Oh yeah. Well, and having a battle with the Corps of Engineers, so that's what's really frustrating. But
hear me? Are you there?
Anyway, we've got the,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry, I thought I lost you for a second.
We've got the taxes for 2014 are done.
That'll be fine.
Financials are all done.
So yeah, I'll just as long as you. If you have 2014, that 1120S first page, we'll be good to go with that, as long as just the most recent one you have. So, yeah, I will put that all up in the email that I'm going to shoot off to you there in the next 15 minutes. I'll just bullet point those items, attach the one-page application, and we typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days, get you a proposal worked up. And I'll shoot off that email. Again, my name is Gabe, and... you'll have my contact information there and the signature of the email. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me or email me back. I'm available. So, yeah, I'll get that email put together for you. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to call me and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, right, nice speaking with you, Neil, and I'll get that email put together for you here shortly.
All right.
Take care. Bye.